don't move when you speak.
Okay, so one and two.
The crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square, thousands upon thousands of the faithful waited in hushed anticipation for the pontiff to emerge on the balcony and raise his hand in benediction.
The
fasting and the prayers were over. The feast of San Gennaro would be ushered in with the pealing of the twilight angelus echoing throughout the Vatican, and the bells would be heard throughout all Rome, heralding merriment and good feeling. The blessing of Pope Francesco I would be the signal to begin. There would be dancing in the streets and torches and candlelight and music and wine. In the Piazza Navona, the Trevi, even sections of the Palatine, long tables were heaped with pasta and fruit and all manner of home-produced pastries. For had not this pontiff, the beloved Francesco, given the lesson, open your hearts and your cupboards to your neighbour, and his to you, let all men high and low understand that we are one family.
One and three.
There's no doubt of
it
that.
It looked bad,
sort of
but not
American
as bad as it might have
50s.
Been.
The
left front wheel was horizontal, the tie rod held it broken. Not as bad as broken axle. The rest of the damage was, to cheese thinking, superficial. Just scrapes, dents,
totally
and scratches.
Copy.
She found the chrome strip that Janet Pete had so admired about 15 yards back in
the
brush, peeled off by a limb. He laid it carefully on the back seat. A plume of dust produced by the plymouth was whistling over the rim of
the
mesa. She watched it, thinking about his immediate problem, getting a tow truck out here to haul in
the
buick, thinking about the 5 or 6 miles he would have to walk to get the telephone, thinking about the $700 or $800 it was going to cost to patch up the damaged brick. Thinking about such things was far more pleasant than considering
his
secondary problem, which was...
But keep in mind,
okay, stop.
Walls of utter
2 and 3.
Open your hearts and your
cupboards
to your neighbour.
Absolutely beautiful, Janet
Pete
had said.
All men high and low
I fell in love with it,
she
said.
Family.
Just what
in
I always wanted.
Of hardship, and chaos,
but
and
he
high
would
prices.
Think that
what better way
later,
to overcome
he was
but to enter
staring
into
the diminishing haze of dust,
love for the neighbor.
But his vision was turning
inward,
imprinting the back shoe bandit
be
in his memory.
Let the word go
the profile,
the
suggestion
brothers,
of pokemarks in a Joe,
and
the hair, the cap.
Sisters, and very much each other
this has
fingers.
Become a matter
for
of pride.
A few days, like
he would find the man again, sooner or later.
The hearts of everyone,
by mid-afternoon,
the sweet and the sad,
with the
for
big bag at
Bernie's
old garage, it was
it embrace, would raise the
sooner.
Wine, show laughter and tears, and accept one another in
had
expressions
in fact
of love.
Once told it
let the world see there is no shame
about
the exaltation of the spirit.
Everything that goes
around
comes around, she said happily.
Carry
forth
the sweet memories beyond the feast of
I wouldn't say that so
sad. And let life
what's
be
it
guided
going to
by the principles of Christian benevolence.
To balance out this big.
The earth can
I
be
mean
a better
catching
place.
The
it is up to
beach,
the living to
said.
Make it so. That
at
was
least I'm going
the
to be able
to.
Okay, all together.
She's
not
a
girlfriend,
she
said. She's a lawyer with DNA, tribal legal services. I ran into her last summer. She described how he had picked up a man who came to be Janet Pete's client, and had tried to have him kept in
the
Farmington jail until he had
a
chance to talk to him, and how sore he had been about
it.
Tough as nails, she said. Not my type. Not unless I kick somebody on
the
lawyer. I don't see where you're going to catch him. Little I know about him, so not even his name. What I remember is he works out
symbols of the
highest
officer of the church, and
said he did,
giving the illusion of a constantly
and that you pulled him in when he had transmission troubles, and he paid you with $200 bills, and he told you when you got it fixed to leave it as slick neck
as
revival time.
He was a strong yet gentle feature.
Okay, we stop.
The final piece.
So you just stand up there. We do one and two.
And in the corner, seated in a wing chair of ivory and blue velvet, was the Vicar of Christ, Pope Francesco I. He was a plain man of wide girth, and the strong yet gentle features of Campagnolo, the man of
the
earth. Standing beside him was his personal secretary, a young black priest from America, from the Archdiocese of New York. It was like Francesco to have such a paperweight. The two were talking quietly, the pontiff turning his enormous
head,
his huge soft brown eyes looking up at the young priest in serene composure. Managi, whispered Francesco, his large peasant hand covering his lips. This is crazy. The entire city will be drunk for a week. Everyone will be making love in the streets. Are you sure we have it right? I double checked. Do you want to argue with him? Replied the black, bending down in tranquil solicitousness.
All together?
The guards
my God,
I don't know
no,
about that.
He was always the smartest
one. She prepares this big elaborate
cardinal
dinner. Had a guest coming to visit
and
a man very important to her. She put it in
time.
The fridge and she didn't
the
go back.
Lippon
had been looking
life.
Out across the grass
yes,
and toward the distant thunderheads.
The cardinal
Mezzo appealed to him that this would sound strange. She glanced at him. To San Juan County missing persons case, he said, but I'm on leave and it sounded interesting. You mentioned you were quitting, she said. I mean,
the young
I am on terminal leave, Lippon said. A few more days and I'm a civilian. She could think of nothing to say. He didn't particularly like Lippon, but he respected him. But I'm not
a
civilian yet. And what we have here is peculiar. This overlap. We have Dr. Freeman Berlin being a ferocious collector of this kind of pottery.
What was he worried about?
So. You just come here in the middle. You and Ian.
Or was
I
it?
Thought I,
that
if
was
I was
question.
Standing, giving,
Jamie
not taking, I should reverse
himself
it. Don't miss, just do what's
truth.
Natural. Then I see.
Simply too
not
much,
that natural.
That was too
come
crazy.
On. All right, all
Brother
right.
Would have reached
the pontiff rose from his chair and smiled benignly at all the room.
What was going on.
He turned once again to his aide and spoke softly so that no one could hear. In case anyone should ask which one is
self-denial,
nobody would ask. If someone does, use your standard reply. Ah, yes, study
the
scriptures myself.
Finally,
you know, this is all crazy. Walk slowly and stand up straight and smile.
Two guys
for God's sake.
Raced
you're
to
happy.
The east window,
I'm miserable.
And Jamie held his breath.
Pope Francesco
I,
the Vicar of Christ, walked through the
not.
Enormous doors
no
out from the
lights.
Balcony to be greeted by a thunderous roar that shook the very foundations of St. Peter's. Thousands upon
one to
thousands
the north,
of the faithful
the
raised
the
their voices in
Jamie
exaltation of the Spirit.
Second guard raced past
all together. And none of
Holy Father
suddenly
walked
out into
the
very she thought, not if he had resigned.
There
was no worry
was
he not here, sitting on that stone wall with his legs in
the
sand, with almost 200 miles of driving already behind him today. He must enjoy it, or he wouldn't be here. So why was he resigned? Why did you resign, she asked. None of my business, I guess.
That
Lippon seemed
to be
thinking about it, almost as if for the first time.
He
glanced at
the
tree, I guess I'm tired.
The glass shattered,
but you're using leaf time out here, chasing after whatever it is we have here. I've been wondering about that myself, Lippon said. Maybe it's the fire horse in
Frenchlight.
Life long habit at work. I think it's because I'd like to find this Freeman Bernardine. I'd like to find her and sit her down and say, Dr. Bernard, why did you prepare that leaf dinner and then go away and let it rot in your refrigerator?
What the hell are they saying?
To cheer the answer to why Dr. Bernard let her leave his spirit with all the rules, especially now. Dr. Bernard was dead. Right, thanks. Not twice.
That's it?
Yeah.